Bravo, bravo. Tommy G, shout out to you. You couldn't have said it better. Mainstream media is dead. Like, RIP. After the stuff I heard today, I mean, I don't know how anybody could still watch the mainstream media and still think that it's non, that it's just non-biased. That's one thing, okay? And a gentleman, 25 years with a publication, had a lot to say, and we'll get to that. Shout out to Alan Weisselberg, all right, for keeping his mouth shut. Shout out to Peter Navarro for keeping his mouth shut. Paul Manafort kept his mouth shut. Who's the other one? What the hell? Did he ran in his house with the feds? I can't think of it right now. Oh, my God. You know, and then you got Flynn, okay? You got all these stand-up soldiers. Like, if we were in the streets, those would be legitimate, straight-up mafioso types. Don't talk. Don't be a rat, right? Correct, right? I mean, that's just, it's a fair, statement to say, hey, you know, they never ratted. And all of these guys are going to get handsomely rewarded. And they know this, okay? Because there is a huge shift. I don't know if anybody's seen an interview with The Rock lately. Dwayne Johnson, he's not voting Democrat. There's a few other people that are just totally turned just sideways. I think Joe Rogan is going to endorse Trump. And so if you still are on the fences of like war chest money, that is done surpassed by two times. So Biden goes out, I'm sure, and you know, everybody knows this already. So they raise, you know, Democrats go out, they raise a fundraiser for like $26 million with like two presidents, a bunch of celebrities, right? And if you look at it, it's like the home team versus the little guy. And the little guy is not so little as everybody thinks. Or nobody likes this guy because that's what everybody is led to believe. So Trump comes out, does like a fucking gala or something, and he raises $50+ million. So I'm, you know, I've listened to Dan Bongino, I listened to Howie Kai, I listened to them all, and you know, Dan Bongino was, you know, he goes, oh, you know, I put up a thousand. This was probably, I don't know, say 6 months ago, before the, well, during the debates. So Dan Bongino was talking on one of his podcasts. And he gave like a, I don't know, $1,500 or a couple thousand dollars. They were doing a fundraiser. This was like early on in the campaign. So what I'm saying, well, I guess what my point is that he, you know, you to go to this gala and have all his supporters. That means like Dan Bongino like doubled up and said, here's probably $5,000-$10,000. Do you know what I mean? Everybody that's donated to him doubled their donations. It's a lot of small donations coming in. It's you know, they got the retail investors as far as DWAC is concerned and True Social. It's just really mind blowing to see how much one man. Like I mean this guy's like you couldn't write a better movie script. If Donald J. Trump was a Democrat, they'd make a fucking movie out of him. He's a superhero in some people's eyes. I mean, how could you not? I mean, the guy just single-handedly turned over Roe v. Wade, okay? And listen, I'm all about, listen, somebody, you know, a girl gets in a predicament and she's, sexually assaulted, and a child is there. That I think under that circumstance, in incestry, those abortion should be on the table for that. I'm not fucking cool with that. So that's just it with that. I mean, I'm pro-life and everything, but like as far as you know, rape and incest is not fucking cool. Do you know what I mean? So. But you know, if you're a 16-year-old girl, a boy, you might want to start thinking about some fucking protection and keeping thinking with your head instead of the one between your legs, because that's all young kids think with is their dick. So it's going to come to a point where, you know, you screwed up, you fucked up, you didn't think, you made a mistake. So now, just because you made a mistake and you forgot to pull out, or you thought your pull out game was that finessing, it's not. So now you have a kid, and you have to bear that child, and you're going to have to raise that child, okay? Or I feel that if you don't raise the child, and the state has to raise the child, or the taxpayers do, then you should be getting more money taken out of your fucking taxes, or less money out of your food stamps, due to the fact that you have a child. Whether they be in the state's custody, or the mother's custody, somebody's got to stop paying. Because I don't think the American taxpayers needs to be mom and dad on top of mom and dad, because mom and dad were too young and they fucked up. Do you know what I mean? That's just not our... I just find that just, you know... That's, you know, like, what the fuck? I mean, there's some guys that have, like, 7 kids and they're back in, like, fucking Haiti chilling. Like, what? No. You know what I mean? Like, that's... You kidding me? So... You know, if you're not rooting for Trump, that's fine. But like I said, every Democrat knows that if Trump was a Democrat, he'd be a superhero. Now, you got the likes of, like I said, Dwayne Rock Johnson. You have Richard Schiff on Pat Bet David podcast. Richard Schiff, the brother of Adam Schiff. You're going to have him on. He goes on Pat Bet David. That should tell you a whole bunch of what's going on. There is a huge momentum shift. Okay? Huge momentum shift. People see the shit in the border. You see all the shit, all the crimes, all the shit that's happening. New York's falling apart. It's becoming a police state. You know, Alex Jones was dead on that one. Okay? And so wasn't all the other people, like Trump saying, hey, you know, oh, there's a fucking pee-pee tape. No pee-pee tape. Oh, there's Russia collusion and fucking and this and that. And I don't know if Paul was a plant or not, but he had dealings in Ukraine. And it was like really early on in the first presidency of Trump. So, you know, I don't know if he was a plant, but in any event, Trump fucking unloaded him. So they probably said, hey, you don't want to get into this. There's something's up here with this dude. In any event, he didn't fucking rat. Okay? So you have all these stand-up guys keeping their mouth shut for a gentleman that the whole world seems to hate. But yet half the country sees him as a superhero. All the stories, most of them, like, so when Trump comes out with the fake news in the beginning, everybody's saying, oh, he's fucking delusional. You know, he wants to talk to Putin. He wants to talk to Kim Jong-un and all this shit. And everybody's thinking he's fucking Lugatz. He's doozy bots. All right? He's crazy. So he's not. Because how can we have Barry Weiss from NPR News come out and say, oh, yeah, so I've been working at this publication. I've been working at NPR publication for the last 25 years. And he goes, most of the stories, and I'll play the clip, most of the stories were fake. And so let's just hear what he has to say out of his own words. Check this out.
Presidency, to even find anything we could to harm him. And I think what we latched on to was Russia collusion, like a lot of news organizations, which was, as I write, sort of catnip, although it was just rumors and a lot of it based on pretty shoddy documents. We really latched on to Adam Schiff. He was like our muse to the Trump collusion story. We had him on constantly. And then the Mueller report came out and no collusion. And, you know, I think we sort of went to sort of, the story kind of disappeared.
Well, these are...
So latched on to Adam Schiff. He was a muse. They had him on everywhere. So, and he goes, you know, it really boils down to, like, bad documents. No, you mean fucking complete, utter fucking idiotism on journalism. You're incompetent. Totally incompetent. Nobody did their due diligence. Nobody did nothing. You just took a story because it was a congressman and ran with it. Some rosy red cheeks, fucking shifty fucking snake in a suit, a con man, a confidence man at the least. And you take it hook, line, and sinker. Being a journalist yourself for 25 freaking years. And you don't have the gall to say, oh, hey, you know, or the ethic to say, let me cross-reference this. I mean, fuck, I do that with my bills. I mean, you wouldn't do that? You wouldn't do that with a story that you're about to go on? I mean, that's like me coming out with a podcast and saying, oh, because I got a few things wrong. Like, oh, I got the movie Spotlight and fucking Sound of Freedom mixed up. But, it, you know what I mean? So, like, in, like, a couple past episodes. There's times where I screw up, but yeah, and somebody can call me out on it. That's fine. That's great. Hey, I make a mistake. Like I said, I ain't gonna fucking produce it yet. But in any event, you know, that's this level. We're talking about a political whole, we're talking a whole nother fucking game here. And you're gonna take everything that Adam Schiff says for truth, for gospel? Especially when it's about a Russia collusion with a United States, with a United States president elect. Like, those are huge allegations. Just like saying, like Hillary saying, oh, well, fucking Tulsi Gabbard's a fucking Russian fucking agent. You know what I mean? So, you know, you hear these wild stories, whether it be a conspiracy theory person or, you know, a Trump. I tell see, you know, it's still non-believable. No matter what, it's still non-believable because the system's media has been in for play for so long that it's gonna take a long time to unfuck a lot of fuckery that's in people's minds. Some people don't know which end is up because common sense is out the fucking window. The blind leading the deaf, I tell you, I shit you not. I'm telling you right now, it's the blind leading the deaf. I'm in Boston the other day. Just a quick example. It's the blind leading the deaf. I'm in Boston. The guys, if there's a red light, he's standing at the crosswalk, still won't take the crosswalk because the sign's saying stop, but yet you have two fucking red lights where no traffic is going. So why don't you take the free will and cross the motherfucking street? My God! I'm sorry. It blew me yesterday. I says, dude, you're defying all logic here. Right out the window, I says, you defy all logic. Looked at me like as if I had three fucking heads. Okay, pal. Yeah, I'm the pothead. You fucking moron. Moron. You guys, you could put a stop sign in a parking lot. People would stop at that stop sign just because of the illusion of security that still they think exists, which is a fucking illusion. I apologize, I digress, but listen, you know, $30 million don't get stolen out of a wall without being planned, you know what I'm saying? People time this shit, there's response times, there's, you know, you know, you got a small town of like 6,000, you might have 12 cops, if that, one detective, do you know what I'm saying? You think they can handle a homicide case? No, they're gonna have to call the stadies and get some extra help to do this and do that and whatever, but My point is this, is that we're becoming so robotic that nobody can think for themselves. Nobody can say, oh, that doesn't sound right to me. Or, you know what, that doesn't make sense. Let me do a little further more investigation. Oh, so you're saying that a United States elect president could be compromised by the Russian fucking government? So essentially what you're saying is that we have a double agent. That's going to be the fucking at the top of the helm. Those are like, are you serious? Like, what are we talking about here at the end of the day? Because it becomes so wild that, like, you're saying, if that's the case and it's that easy, then why are we in World War III yet to the point where nukes haven't been launched? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, like I said, if we had enemies that, if you have enemies in real life, they don't run by rules. Do you know what I'm saying? And now just magnify that with nations with oil and money-rich investors and emeralds and natural resources. What? You know what I mean? So, you know, it's like, you can hate America or you can love America, but at the end of the day, if she didn't do what she does now or has been doing, what do you think everybody would have just went along and sung Kumbaya in front of a fire, fucking fire, and roasted marshmallows and let us do our thing? If you're that naive, then I feel so sorry for you, because that's not how it goes. Do you know what I mean? I mean, like, when you were growing up in school and you had, you know, when 3 o'clock comes, you knew that fight was about to pop off. And I'm not saying that all of you might have been through that, but you get what I'm saying, right? Like, I hope I'm making somewhat sense here. It's just, there's no common sense to the fact that, like, oh, there's a pee-pee tape? Like, so where, you know, who are the broads? And why ain't the chicks fucking? Why ain't the chicks coming out speaking out? Oh, well, you know, Vladimir's got him, you know, locked up in a cage and shit. Oh, does he really? Okay, all right. Okay, so who knows those girls? Those girls have fathers, they have mothers, they have families, they have friends. Oh, well, he takes, you know, Putin, he just does what he wants to do, and da-da-da-da-da, and it's like, yeah, it's like, listen, look it. It's like the Bowen situation. I forget the gentleman's name, that the first whistleblower that came out, he subsequently died from a suicide in the parking lot of a hotel in his truck with a note off to the side. Okay. There is going to be a hearing coming up in 7 days. And Boeing's CEO is going to step down, but he's going to have to sit there in the hot seat and take all the grilling. Okay. But right behind him is a man named Adam Schulberg Adam something. Okay, and he's the second whistleblower that came out, and he came out. Yeah, he comes out and he says, "Hey, listen, after I don't know, 10-15 years, these planes are so old that like the fucking fuselage will fall off." All right, so I'm saying to myself, "Wow, that's pretty ballsy, you know, to come out and start talking shit about Boeing a week before you're about to step in front of Congress. That's really forcing Boeing's hand." Now, whether you believe the guy, now the first whistleblower, whether you believe that he had that he died from apparent suicide, or if it was something else, that's up for debate. But the one clear fact is that if you had two suicides, literally one in 7 days before a congressional hearing on the company where the second whistleblower came out and this first whistleblower died, had a suicide, that would start to really look a little fucking suspicious. Like, you know what I mean? One suicide, okay, two. Especially one in 7 days before the fucking, before a Senate hearing. And you know what I mean? So that's really forcing Boeing's hand right now to say, okay, here I am. Like, you do this and it's going to look a little fucking fishy. And tell me people ain't going to really start to know that, okay, maybe Boeing is trying to manipulate something or is doing something more devious. Who knows? But for that gentleman to come out and say that the fuselage was going to fall off some of these planes after so many years is totally insane. On top of the fucking door flying off in air without a screw to be had in the door. And here's the kicker. They were already under FAA strict regulations, right? So they go look for these papers about the door. They can't even find the papers of the door. So they're like, so these screws, they're like, okay, so with the screws on, I don't know. Well, let me see the paper. We can't find that right now. We can't find that. What do you mean you fucking can't find it? So we don't even know if the screws was never ever put on the fucking door. And nor, I don't even think that they knew who actually worked on the door. So it goes to show that there's just this lackadaisical, you know, atmosphere of not really keeping, you know, dotting I's and crossing T's here. So, and that's under the FAA restrictions. So who's really at fault? The FAA or Boeing at this point? Because, you know, not only does the door fly off, you got piece of the engine crawling, peeling off like a fucking, like a soda top, and they're still not grounding these planes yet? Like, what the fuck? And now you got the second whistleblower coming out. Dude, if I was you, I would hide and hide good, because there ain't a person you can trust in the next 7 days. I'm telling you, there ain't a person you can trust in the next 7 days. 7 days is gonna feel like a fucking eternity. Do you know what I'm saying? So, that's gonna be interesting to see. I'm dying to see that whole Senate hearing. That's gonna be very, very entertaining for me. So, check it out. What do you guys think? God willing, the kid makes it to the hearing, because if we know anything about parent suicides and, you know, accidental deaths and this, that, and the third, and, oh, man, you know, the list goes on. So you guys get it, you know what I'm saying? That's it for this segment. I'll catch you on another one. Peace!